Welcome to Kindly Gifted. I'm your host, Kate Tarantiva, and I can't wait to unwrap the world of influence with you. Every day, your gifted episodes, see what I did there, to help you become fluent in the business of creativity and learn the best-kept industry secrets to creating an online presence worth remembering. It's really like having a momager on speed dial. So let's dive into it.
Oh my God, we have a listener question. I love these so much. Please don't ever stop sending them. Okay. They're so good. So this one is not a voice memo. This is actually from a Google form, but you can do both. You can send in a voice memo or type it in the Google form, whatever you want to do. Both options are available in the show notes below. So feel free to send in your questions. But today's question, I'm reading it from the Google form, is what are your thoughts on going viral? Oh, I have a lot of thoughts. I don't know who this is, who submitted the question, so you might not know how I actually got started on the internet. So this will be interesting, maybe. I have a lot of thoughts. I have thoughts as a marketer, I have thoughts as a creator. So like I said, I don't know if you know, but I got started on the internet when I went viral as a 13-year-old on Tumblr. And what went viral wasn't really that cool. It was actually my diary. It was an anonymous diary that I was writing on Tumblr. And I think the reason it went viral, to be really honest with you, is because at the time nobody was writing on Tumblr. This was a little bit before music came out on Tumblr, and it was mainly photos. Like sometimes people would repost photos and add like a little caption or something, but nobody was writing like creative writing pieces or mini novellas or poems or really anything like that. And I would repost a photo that was popular or not that popular. It didn't really matter to me, just a picture that I liked. And I would write something about my day from school or just things I was going through or like, you know, teenage mental crises. And I would publish it. And there was one photo, and I think it was like Disneyland themed. I don't know why I remember that. And I don't remember what I wrote, but that was the thing that ended up getting like tens of thousands of people onto my Tumblr. And again, at the time, it didn't really mean anything. Like, unless you got on the national news, like you were not a big deal. Nobody knew what to do with virality. It was nothing crazy. I just started like talking to other kids all over the world who were kind of going through some of the things that I was going through. And after that, I really just like fell in love with social media because I really liked the connection aspect of it. I felt really alone as a kid. And so that's what I did. I went to the internet and it was just more so like a brain dump for me. And then other people started finding it and I started making friends with these like other kids online, something that was like really hard for me to do in school. Yeah, when you're a drama kid, being popular is hard because you're not. Anyway, that's how I got started. So I have some experience with virality. I've gone viral for my comments before on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn. I've gone viral on LinkedIn for like posts. I've gone viral on TikTok for posts, Instagram. It's funny, on Instagram, most of my comments have gone viral. I don't know. I need to stop saying shit. But anyway, so I have some experience with virality and I have a lot of thoughts. I think now virality is so like accessible and in a way it's almost more coveted. It's the thing that will make people take you seriously online, which is really hilarious because, again, like I said before, it was not the case at all earlier. But it is really cool, like how much more accessible it is to get people's eyeballs onto you, and virality can convert. Like we've seen it happen, you know, for a small business or an existing business, or people are now building their businesses on social media. Even like 5 years ago, it would be like, okay, we have an existing business. Like, let's get on social media because that's the hot thing and like make cool content on social media. for our existing business. Maybe we'll like connect with influencers and we'll do some sort of social media activation or launch or whatever. And that's going to be the vibe. But now people are like building businesses from the ground up on social, which is really cool. So virality has a lot of potential. I just think the way that people think about it is a little weird. Like, for example, there are so many people that crave virality and they'll look to somebody like Alex Earle or Brittany Broski or Chris Olsen or Bretman Rock, Michaela Nogueira, like all of these creators who have gone viral on TikTok. And they think that, you know, if they go viral, like, for example, if they're like, oh, if I go viral, I post a video and I go viral, I'm going to be like them. And the reality is that, like, one, that's just simply not true. And two, you know, these creators are already at like chapter five, chapter seven, chapter four. They're already making a money, like a steady income from social media. They're already very well known. They're bringing in a steady income. They're continuing to grow their careers now, maybe on other platforms outside of TikTok, maybe like a podcast or a YouTube channel, or they're founding a brand or whatever. But people who are maybe in the beginning of their journey or the middle of their journey will look at those people and be like, okay, if I have one viral video, I'm going to go on a Dubai trip with Tarte, or I'm going to launch my own coffee brand, or I'm going to like have a, you know, 100,000 streamed podcast, or I'm going to all of these things. And it's just like unrealistic expectations and you get let down after that. And you don't, and actually so much so that you don't really notice all the good things that might have come from going viral. I'm saying this because I've experienced that same kind of feeling as well. I'm not above this at all. And you kind of ignore the fact that like, oh my God, your favorite celebrity like followed you on TikTok from this video that went viral that you thought was going to like make you, you know, go around the world. But instead, something cool still happened. It's just like not what you expected. Or you got a mentor from that video or whatever. So I think keeping the expectations low, like even if you post a video and you're like, I just know that's going to go viral. Like, I just know that's going to get attention. Maybe I was being polarizing. Maybe I said something controversial. Maybe I was really tired and I like mispronounced something. And then I was just like, fuck it. I'm not going to refilm it. And I'm going to post it. I just know people are going to latch onto it, but who cares? Right? Like, you just know certain things are going to make a video get a lot of attention, but I would not attach any expectations to that attention. Like, don't immediately think that that's going to like, you know, take you from zero to 100 in a matter of minutes, right? So that's one thing. The other thing is there's a lot of negativity that comes with going viral, and there's really no way to like deal with it other than just to get used to it. You'll actually also I heard somebody say this the other day, is don't let negativity online turn you into a people pleaser. Like, don't let that make you want to conform. And I can totally relate to that. When I had my first video on TikTok go viral, there were a lot of negative comments. Like I said before, I get the corrections police a lot on my page. Like, oh, you didn't do this right. You didn't pronounce this right. You talk too fast. You talk too slow. Blah, 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 blah. Just like giving me a bunch of opinion. Usually it's men, sorry, but like, it's just very annoying. Like mansplaining shit to me. I'm like, baby, I may be new to you, but I'm not fucking new. So at first I would like qualify things and like defend myself and like try to conform and like try to make that person happy on the other side. And like very quickly realized that not only can I not make them happy, but also I don't want to conform to whatever they're thinking. Why am I sitting here trying to fucking please them? They subjected themselves to watching my video that then they were upset about and tried to gaslight me as if I like had a gun to their head telling them they need to watch that video, you know? So after a while, I just stopped responding. Like if I get negative comments now, I don't respond to them. I don't give them any attention whatsoever. I just let other people kind of fight my fight for me. I think I mentioned this before in the four types of negative commenters in your comment section, but there's a tier of people that will go to your rescue and just defend you. I call them the like woke commenters, and they'll just fight the fight for you. They'll be like, you don't, you know, what do you mean she needs to talk faster? This is a 90-second video. Like, you need to see a specialist. Somebody said that once, and I was sitting there, and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. But also, like, thank you. So negativity comes with it. I've also come to a point where, and maybe this is because I'm in marketing, I'm like, if I get no negativity, I'm shocked as fuck. I'm like, really? I feel like I don't believe that everyone likes me. I don't have this belief. I also don't crave for everyone to like me. I know that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And it's a little shocking to me when it's a little too positive. I'm like, come on, nobody else has a different opinion. Not saying that I need, you know, meanness, but I'm just saying sometimes you do get contradictory opinions, or you get somebody who's wants to correct you on something. And it is a little odd sometimes when that doesn't happen. So I'm kind of at a place with the negativity that I'm just like, okay with it. It does take me on a little bit of like an anxiety roller coaster, just because there's, when a video goes viral, the negativity like goes on for, in my opinion, for like a good, like average, depending on what you said and how notorious you are. But at my place in where I am on social media, it usually lasts for like, I don't know, like a good 36, 48 hours. So like the length of like a news cycle is usually how long the negative comments will last. And then they'll be like, oh, she doesn't respond to any of them. And then they'll just stop. And they'll start liking the people who wanted to say something negative. They'll just go like a comment that already said whatever it is that they wanted to say. So then you stop getting the influx of negative comments. So the negativity is part of it. You kind of just have to like figure out a way to deal with it. Everybody deals with it differently. I also have notifications turned off. This is not related to like negativity. This is just related to like going viral or getting a ton of views. Like, you know, means that you're going to be notified when people like your video or they tag you in something or they comment or they mention you or blah, 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 blah. And I turn all those notifications off. The only notifications I have on for social media is if anybody direct messages me. That's it. Everything else, like, I have to, you know, become aware of when I open the app. So that's another part. And then I guess the biggest thing for me with going viral is I don't crave it. I look at virality as, this is a great tool for building conversions. To me, I get more excited, not necessarily about the fact that like I have 200,000 people who saw my video, even though that is flattering and amazing and like bless the universe for letting those people see that. But for me, it's more so about like how many of those people went and listened to my show, and out of the people that listened to my show, how many of them subscribed? How many of them, you know, follow me on Instagram and like watch my stories and then like DM me to talk to me about stuff? How many of them are speaking my name behind closed doors and like sharing my profile with their friends? Certain data, obviously, I can't measure, but the conversions for me are a lot more important. Starting from like very top of funnel stuff, like somebody following me, to actually making a sale and somebody booking like a consult with me or hiring me for some contracted project or what have you. So those are the things that matter more to me, as like the actual community building aspect of it, not just the awareness. The awareness is really great and it's a natural part of the process, but you know, the people that actually go from like a short form platform to something more long form, whether that's a podcast, a newsletter, subscribing to your SMS list, watching your YouTube videos, something that requires more of their attention, or, you know, for them to be in a more like intimate setting with you, like texting you or emailing with you. Those are also people that will very likely buy from any brands that you create. They will buy your services at some point, you know, maybe not immediately, but they will. They will recommend you to other people, and you will have no knowledge of that until you just kind of start seeing a little bit more growth. They'll become like fans and then become stans. And those are the people that, yeah, may find you from a viral video and then follow you and then go and find you everywhere else. So for me, that's more important than just like, I went viral. Like, I want to see the conversions of it. For example, a really great example of this. There are some first thought ones, like, you know, Alex Earl selling out products, right? This fucking, not a ring light, but the thing, the light that she has that attaches to your phone. Okay. I have that same light. I bought it a year ago. I didn't even know who Alex was. That light was $20. Now it's like 40 or 45. Crazy. Michaela Nogueira selling out makeup products. She like literally is responsible for the growth that P. Louise has experienced. I mean, she's not solely responsible. Obviously, there are other influencers that were talking about the same beauty brand, but the founder has even said, like, I owe a lot to Michaela because she has like been such a huge organic advocate for my brand. But another one that's really interesting to me, because there are some people that are like very strategic about the way that they, go about conversions. There's a creator named Jake. I think his handle is like OctopusLover69 or something like that. But basically he's the guy that does those, modern day reenactments of historical events, like the Mona Lisa getting painted and George Washington finding out that Ben Franklin is on the $100 bill. Anyway, so he wears his own merch in every single video. And I don't know how long he's been creating content. I'm assuming for quite some time. But like, he's, regardless, this man is delusional enough to be like, yeah, we're going viral now. Let's all put on our merch. The girls who film the videos for him, they all wear his merch while they're filming. Incredible. So smart. And I was like, I wonder how many conversions he gets from that, because like the merch has to do with his handle and like octopus stuff. I don't know. Anyways, it's really cool. But then he made a video, I think a couple days later after I had that thought, and he launched a new merch collection that sold out in 11 minutes. 11 minutes. So that's somebody, in my opinion, that does a very strategic job. Like, yes, he's an entertaining creator and he's like an entertainer, comedy creator. But he's not just like, okay, here I am. That's it. He's like, let's fucking do something with this attention and this virality. Let's see how we can turn this into an ROI. And I think that's the difference between people that just like crave virality to go viral and then get let down because they didn't plan what they're going to do with it versus people who actually like plan what they're going to do with that virality. Once it starts happening, like I said, not like necessarily beforehand, unless you're at a level of like Alex Earl where you're just going viral for like anything at this point. So in her case, like maybe she's going to be a bit more strategic about what she talks about before she even posts a video. You know, I don't know, just hypothesizing, but that's kind of my thoughts on virality in general is you can't just expect something because 2.5 million people saw your video. For example, I had a video that got 2.5, 2.7, it doesn't matter, million views. And there were barely any conversions from that. There were barely any follower conversions from that, barely any comments. Honestly, I was even confused why the fuck the video went viral, except maybe it was posted like so close to the original video that I stitched from. Maybe that the timing, I don't know, but it did not bring as many conversions. The video that I posted where I got fucking slammed for mispronouncing Rimowa, the luggage brand, that got me like 3,500 followers in 48 hours, of which a good percentage of them went, listened to the show, subscribed. My subscriptions of the show went up. and Instagram followers went up. So like it did something. You know what I mean? So that's, I think, the point is, like, when you create videos, don't create videos to go viral. Create videos to convert, whatever that is. A merch collection, you have a book that you're selling, you have services that you're selling, you, you know, want people to sign up to a newsletter that you have or listen to your podcast, whatever it is, like, have an end goal for that virality that you want so badly. And then when you start creating content, you create content more strategically because you're like, I'm trying to help this specific group of people. So if you don't immediately know what it is that you want to help people with, maybe that mindset will help, in sense of like, if I went viral, what would I do with that virality? Or what do I want? Where do I want to take that attention? Where do I want it to go? How do I want it to give me a return? How do I want to further engage people with that momentum that I've built? So those are some questions to ask yourself. But hopefully this was a good answer and was helpful and gave some insight. Of course, these are just my opinions on virality. It's not a fact. These are just thoughts. And everybody else has their own experiences as well. But I nevertheless hope that it was insightful and helpful to you. And thank you for the question. Please keep sending more.
Thanks for tuning in to Kindly Gifted. To support the podcast, please leave a review, share with your friends, and don't forget to subscribe. Make sure you follow me on TikTok at Kate Mob for more creative secrets from the internet's momager. See you on the next episode of Kindly Gifted.